This is a story about buried treasure, a cancer survivor, and a book. We are talking to Margie Goldsmith, who wrote about this for the Huffington Post. Bring us up to it, Margie. What's this all about?
Okay, well, a man named Forrest Fenn, who was an Air Force pilot who flew over 300 missions in Vietnam, became an art collector and an art dealer with the most successful art gallery in Santa Fe called Fenn Galleries. And he was told 2 years ago that he had cancer and he only had a 20% chance of surviving. So he decided to do two things. He would write his memoir and he would also bury a treasure, which is worth now about $2 million, but I think that's an underestimate, worth of gold nuggets, things from his collections, turquoise beads, gold bullion, bracelets, necklaces, all artifacts, and bury it someplace north in the mountains of Santa Fe. And in the book, he wrote a poem which gives 9 clues to where the treasure is. And thousands of people have now been searching for this treasure for over a year. One is logged about 300,000 miles on his car. He keeps driving back and forth. And no one has yet found the treasure. So my involvement was a friend told me about this treasure. I bought the book, which you can only get at a place called the Collected Bookstores in Santa Fe. You can send away for it. I looked at the clues. But that wasn't what fascinated me. What fascinated me was the man behind this treasure because he seemed like such a character. So I emailed him, and he said, "How come you're still there? Grab your shovel and get to Santa Fe." So I went out to Santa Fe, not really in search of the treasure, but in search of finding out who is Forrest Fenn, who is this fascinating character.
Well, why do you think he buried the treasure? What was his point?
I think because he has so much. Here's a man who's probably a millionaire, but lives very modestly and spiritually and doesn't really care about money. He only cares about having enough money to live. So he started collecting things when he was 8. He collected his first arrowhead, and he just loved collecting. And for him, even opening the art gallery, it wasn't because he loved art, because he didn't then. It was about the thrill of the chase. It was about making a great business deal, being good with people and getting someone to buy something. So this is just an extension of the way he's lived his life. It's fun, it's adventurous. And what he said was that he hopes that if someone finds the treasure 10,000 years from now, he also buried, he took down to the smallest font possible and put his memoir inside a sealed lid along with the treasure because he said, you know, let them at least know who I was. So I think for him it's again about the thrill of the chase and watching other people and judging these people by the emails they write to him and who they are and are they fascinating people and what does he have in common with them. And I think he's having a ball. And you know what? If someone finds that treasure, I bet he thinks of something even more outrageous to do.
That's funny. And think of the price of gold these days, too, Margie. If there are gold coins in that buried treasure, whoo!
Well, oh, yeah, and gold coins and gold nuggets. And I would imagine if we went by today's price of gold, it's probably worth about $3 million.
Ah, so tell me what some of the clues are. Are they really esoteric? I mean,
they're almost too simple. It's laughable. I mean, I'll read you the poem,
okay,
which each verse has their 9 clues. He goes, "As I have gone alone in there and with my treasures bold, I can keep my secret where and hint of riches new and old. Begin where warm waters halt and take it to the canyon down, not far but too far to walk, putting below the home of brown. From there it's no place for the meek. The end is ever drawing nigh. There'll be no paddle up your creek, just heavy loads and water high. If you've been wise and found the blaze, look quickly down your quest to cease. But tarry scant with marvel gaze, just take the chest and go in peace." And there you've got all the clues. So I immediately thought, okay, hot, warm water, down below hot springs. And everybody's thinking the same way. And then home of Brown, is that really someone's house named Brown? People have Googled the name of Brown all over.
Really?
In a 300-mile radius. Someone else said, nah, it's got to be brown trout. And someone else said, no, it's the brown of the forest. And then I said, okay, Forrest, where is the treasure buried? And he said, well, what makes you think it's buried? So it could just be hidden someplace. He says it's not that hard to find. It's hard enough that you have to look for it, but not impossible. But no one's done it yet.
What a great hunt.
They even have a drink named after him at the inn at Loretto in Santa Fe, and it's called the Gold Dust. And they created a dessert called the treasure chest made out of a brownie filled with these gold-covered almonds.
It's crazy.
No, it's insane. It's treasure madness hits Santa Fe, and Forrest is just loving it because he finds it fun.
Well, has he said if anyone's gotten pretty close, or has he given you any clues like that, or does he just leave you hanging?
Well, I've gotten to know him pretty well now, and I asked him to please send me copies of all the emails, and I hope he turns those all into a book because they're very funny. And he'll always say, oh, now you're scaring me because you're so close. And I don't believe a word of it. I don't think anybody's on the trail, and I think he's just throwing them all off.
Didn't he tell you that he had like as many as 120 emails in a day?
Yes, that's just in one day. He's probably had about 300 today because they've been doing specials on him on TV. And so now even more people are joining the chase.
Boy, I wouldn't be surprised, Margie, if they made it a reality show.
That's a great idea.
Now, so was this your first time to Santa Fe? Because it is such a charming city. I love that city.
I had not been to Santa Fe in at least 20 years, and I had forgotten how magnificent it is. You can walk everywhere, and they have codes, so you can't build anything over two stories high, and there are no neon or blinking lights allowed, which makes it magnificent. And it's very historical, and it's, you know, people think of it as a tourist town, but it's not at all. I mean, it's after New York and L.A., it's got the biggest art scene in the country. So you've got museum-quality art, you've got world-class opera, you've got hiking within an hour away or biking, you've got centuries-old churches, and they have at least two dozen museums for a little town.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and I forget the name of the church, but the one that had the staircase that went to nowhere?
Exactly. I'm having a blank on that. And it's right behind the inn at Laredo. Actually, at one point, it was part of the inn, and it's remarkable. You look up there, and you think, how did they do that?
Yeah, and I went to the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, and you can see why she chose to paint there. I mean, the blue sky is so rich in its hue, and you just see that in her paintings. Anyway, Margie, great talking to you again. I got to read this book. It sounds like a hoot, and I love the guy's sense of spirit. So,
well, just get in touch with Collected Works Bookstore in Santa Fe. You want the phone number?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, it's 505-988-4226, and they'll rush you your copy so you too can have the clues, Pat, and then you can find the treasure.
I'll let you know where I find it, Margie.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Margie Goldsmith, who wrote about this for the Huffington Post. Thanks, Margie.
Thanks, Pat. Bye.